Should be a relatively quick daf anyway. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, we begin Maseches Tainis.
B'Shah Tova.
B'Shah Tova U'Mutzlachas. And we begin with the Mishnah that says, Me'emasai Mazkirin Gevuros Geshamim. From when do we begin to mention Gevuros Geshamim, the strength of the rain? The Gemara is going to ask, why do we call it the strength of the rain? Why don't we just say Me'emasai Mazkirin Geshamim? And shine, be done with that. The Gemara will discuss that. And the answer might baffle you. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Miyamtav Arishon Shel Chag. Rabbi Eliezer says, we begin from the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Miyamtav Achon Shel Chag. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's the last day, meaning Shmini Atzeres. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, I don't understand. Hol ve'ena g'shamim el simen klala. If Geshem is a simen klala on the Chag, as we know from the famous Mishnah in Sukkah, it's kicked out of your Sukkah.
It's what happens past Sukkot.
Right, I mean, it happens very often. But yeah, so it's like the Eved that's Eved that's bringing something to his Rabbo, and the Rabbo throws it right back in his face.
Pours it on his head. Right?
Pours it on his head.
Is it considered a klala if it's like just a light rain that doesn't cause people to have to leave their sukkah?
I don't know, but
I never heard of a light rain that doesn't cause people to lose their sukkah.
I don't know, my first year here, I remember,
there is no such thing.
It rained and we just stayed in the sukkah and it wasn't unpleasant. It was dripping inside very little.
Because and that's not a klala. If you have to leave your sukkah, it's a klala.
Okay, there you have it.
I pass.
Okay. There you go, that's the psak. That's his psak. I mean, he's writing the shells and shulis right now. Anyway, Rabbi Yeshua says, Hol ve'ena g'shem elisim in klala, b'chag lamu mazgir. I don't understand you, Rabbi Eliezer. Why would you mean mazgir in a time when it's not appropriate? It's with simen klala. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says to him, Af ani lo amarti lishol el lahazgir. That's a very perplexing answer. I didn't say to ask for rain. I just said you should mention rain. In its time. This is around the time we start asking for rain. It'll be in Cheshvan, but it's close enough. So this is when we start mentioning it. I didn't say you should ask for it. We just mention it.
Still.
Amar Lo, he says to him, well, Imkain, if that's so, if you're saying that there's a chiluk between a mentioning it and the asking for it, you want to be a chaluk like that, imkein la'olam yehi mazkir. You should always mention it. Why are we distinguishing and saying, well, the time to mention it is the first day of Chag? If you're telling me that mentioning has nothing to do with asking for it, then we should be mentioning it all year round.
And this is
anyway,
something I don't understand in the davening.
What?
What?
Since Mashiva Ruach Mida Geshem is not, it's not a bakasha.
Yeah.
What's the problem? We're doing it from Pesach to Sukkot.
Okay, so there is going to be, as we'll see on Daf Beis on the Beis, in a week and a half,
okay.
Right? The Shita of Rabbi Eliezer is Taka, that you can be maskir all year round. And Echarami says you can do it. Can do it. That's what he would hold. He would say you could
do.
I don't know if it's lecharchila. I guess it's lecharchila. We'll have to see on Daf Beis and Beis. I'm going to leave you in suspense.
The Mishnah is about to answer your question. I'll just read the next
I don't think so, because the Mishnah goes on to talking about Shoalin, which is Tain Talamutter. Ain Shoalin is Lagshamim. When do we say Visain Talamutter Levracha? Elo Samach Lagshamim. That's only when it nears the time of rain, meaning. We're not gonna start asking for it in Tishrei. We're gonna ask for it, as the Gemara will learn later. We're gonna ask for it in Cheshvan. This is a new topic. It's a period beforehand. Ein Shoalin is not Mazkirin. There's Mazkirin, which is Mashiva Ruach. That's the.
So the question is left open.
Open. It's open.
So David's right to ask the question.
He's right to ask the question.
I take it back.
It's a fine question. When you ask not a fine question, I will point out it is not a fine question.
Stang was not here.
This was a fine question. Yes, exactly. So on Beis and Beis, we will get to a number of shitas as to when a person is to be mazkir. So I will leave you in suspense. And
I can't wait.
Yes, exactly. The suspense will be killing you.
Thank you.
It's a very good question.
Hopefully,
it's
still
a
question.
I'm very proud of you. Very, very good.
I didn't think it was that.
Rah, right? Pom-poms. Very good. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'over lifnei ateva b'yom tov achron shel chag, the shliach tzibur, who goes in front of the tzibur on the last day of the chag. So those shliach tzibur's ha'achron mazkir harishon einu mazkir, meaning the Baal Musaf is mazkir mashiv haruach amarid ha'goshen, but harishon, the Baal Shachris, is not. Okay, he's still saying is normal morid atal, if you will. We're talking about no miotav ha'achron shelcha. We're talking about shmini atzeres. Yeah, shmini atzeres and chas Torah. Yeah. Exactly. Yomtov Achron Shel Chag, Achron Mazkir, Rishon Eino Mazkir, and Yomtov Harishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, Harishon Mazkir, the first person, the Baal Shachris is Mazkir Mashiv Haruach, HaAchron Eino Mazkir, but the last, the Baal Musaf, he no longer says Mashiv Haruach, it turns over to Morid Atal. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Morid Atal is said from the Musaf of the first day of Pesach all the way through through Sukkot up until the Baal Musaf of the last day.
In Chutzlars, do they say Morid Atal?
Huh?
In Chutzlars, do they say Morid Atal?
Chutzlars, they do not. They say nothing.
Not Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfard and
Nusach Sfard, that's true.
And Chabad do.
That's right.
But actually, if you look in the back of the art scroll Ashkenaz Siddur, at the notes, it says there are some who say Morid Atal.
Wow. In Chutzlars?
Yeah. But they won't put it in the body of the Siddur.
Right.
They'll only put it...
They'll put it in the body. They'll put it in Cherem, that's it.
You don't want to get put in Cherem.
You do not want to be put in Cherem. Right, exactly.
The Rambam got put in Cherem.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So it's really... I guess there's some advantages.
If the Reform movement puts me in Cherem, that's okay.
Right, exactly. It depends who's putting the Cherem on. Anyway, now that we've concluded the discussion on Cherem... We can now start the Gemara. So now, the Mishnah says a curious statement, which is Me'im Asai, which sounds like it's a given that we do have to be Mazkir Gevurus Kavshamim. Now, of course, you and I know that we do, because we know the Nusach, but, of course, the Gemara is going to ask, Tana Hechakoi, where is the Tana coming from that the Katani Me'im Asai, that it says, from when? From when implies that we already know that there is a necessity to do so. So the Gemara says initially Tana Hasam Koi. The Tana is coming from over there. Where is over there? It's Maseches Brachos. The Katani it says in Maseches Brachos. Mazkir and Gevurus Geshamim Tchias Amesim. We mentioned Gevurus Geshamim in the Bracha of Tchias Amesim. The Sholem Berachas Hashanim, and we request for Saint Talamata the Bracha in the Bracha of Berachas Hashanim. The Havdalah B'Chonin Adas, and we mentioned Havdalah in Chonin Adas. Uketani, and so therefore we're learning over here in our Gemara, Me'im Asai Mazkir and Gevurus Kishamim. So we're picking up from all the way from Maseches Brachos. So, says the Gemara, I don't understand. Back in Maseches Brachos, we mentioned the necessity to be Mazkir and Gevurus Kishamim, and we wait all the way until now to say Me'im Asai. That sounds like a very long wait. V'lisni Hasam, why don't we learn Me'im Asai over there in Brachos? Maishna Deshav Ke'ad Hacha. Why did the Gemara see fit, or the Mishnayis, the Baal Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi see fit, to wait until Tainis to start discussing when? That's a very curious question. So, it's a very curious thing. So, the Gemara says, rather, I would prefer to say the following. Ella, scratch the past six lines, or if you're staying, we'll cross it out entirely.
Write your own version.
Right, write your own version. Tana mi Rosh Hashanah Salik. Rather, our Baal Mishnah is coming off of Maseches Rosh Hashanah.
So are we.
And so are we. So it's fabulous.
The question is, what's the shaykhness of putting it in Tainus?
Yeah, I mean, you're coming all the way from Brachos, man. I mean, like, Brachos, like, all the Mishnayis. Remember, we're talking Mishnayis here. So, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote Maseches Brachos, then he wrote Peya and Damai and Orla and Maisa Sheni and Trumos and Mai. He wrote all these things.
He's a good man.
What?
He's a good man.
He was a good man.
He's a good man.
Yeah. Okay? And then he writes all the Mishnayos for Moed, Shabbos, and Erev, and Pesachim, and Rosh Hashanah, and Tzok, and Yuma, and he waits until now to start mentioning Amosai?
No rain equals kindness. When you have no rain, you have to fast. Right?
When you have no rain, you have to fast.
A period of time, a little bit drowsy, you have to fast. So it is shayach.
It is definitely shayach, and we'll see in our Gemara that our Gemara spends an enormous amount of time on the no rain factor. No rain equals tainus factor. There's no question that it's shayach over here. It's just if you're already in a rhythm of stating over there that we mention it, you would think that the Baal Mishnah would put it over there. In other words, there could be another way to segue into a no rain tainus type of Gemara instead of waiting all the way all of these Mishnayos to mention Me'emas.
Or maybe it should have been that the Mishnah from Bracha should have been repeated in tainus, and sometimes the Mishnah is repeated in another Masechta, and then have this as the second Mishnah.
That is not the Gemara's question. But one second, yeah, that's not the Gemara's question.
I don't think it's such a far-fetched idea.
That's a good idea. Far-fetched? That's a wonderful.
I don't know. I don't know why the Gemara's question is. Why is the Gemara's question? Why are we waiting until now? Why don't we put this over there? Well, why don't we put there over this? Why is the Gemara's question not? Why don't we take that Gemara and put it over here? But I don't know. At any rate, the Gemara's assumption is we already have the Mishnah Brachos, so why not continue the Mishnah Brachos with Me'emosai? Okay.
I'm saying why not repeat it?
I understand, yeah. But I don't know. I don't know that we want to repeat it unless we have to repeat it. Kacha. Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know if it's a good question to ask. Why don't we repeat it? I don't think that the Mishnayos repeat enough. We're going to see this right now. Sorry, this is my phone. Elatana Rosh Hashanah Salik. The Tana was coming from off of Rosh Hashanah. The Tanano Bechag Nidon Alamayim. We had a Mishnah Rosh Hashanah that said that on Sukkot we are judged on water. Va'aydi the Tana Bechag Nidon Alamayim. Tana Me'emesai Meskir Nekvuz Kishamim. They are the same Inyan. Now, Rabbi Landau wants to know. Fine, very good, but they're still not adjacent because the Mishnah of Chag Nidon Lalamayim was even in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. It wasn't at the end of Rosh Hashanah that it's picking up from there. So what, my high? So Rashi is sensitive to your question.
Yeah, okay.
And Rashi says, Ella. One second. Rashi, let's see. Rashi, the Ramas called Ella Lo Tema Daha Dekatani Me'emasai Dahasam Koi. Don't say we're talking about Brachos. The Tanim Rosh Hashanah Salik. We're coming off of Rosh Hashanah. Sheshnehem Beseder Echadhein. They're both in the same Seder. See, Rashi, what's Rashi doing? Rashi is really bavarning your kasha. He's really saying, wait a minute, this is not adjacent. They're not adjacent. So Rashi says, why did the Tana see fit to put it here in Tainis? It's because they're all in the same Seder. The same Seder equals the same Inyan.
That's close enough.
Close enough. Moed is Moed. Moed is good enough. As long as we get it in the same Seder, we're good enough. Right? Anyway, that's Rashi is bevorning your kasha. Tosis has the same kasha as Rashi and a view, and he says the same thing. But at any rate, fine. So the Gemara says, "Velisni, are you with me? Velisni me'emasai mazkir an alav shamim. Why do we say my gevuros kishamim? Why do we say gevuros kishamim? The might, the strength of the Geshem. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei Sheyordim Bigvura. That's because the rain comes down Bigvura. It comes down with Gevura. We'll have to see what this Gevura is. Okay?
Might.
I'll tell you what it is not. It is not that it comes down hard. And how do I know that the Gemara does not mean that it comes down hard? Because it says Shenamar, and I'll bring you Psukim to prove it. To prove that rain comes down Bigvura. Well, if rain comes down Bigvura, meaning it comes down with might, it comes down hard, then I could just look outside of my window and say, yeah, it's actually come down hard. I wouldn't need Rayas. The Gemara's not going to bring Rayas to prove that there is a Gvura to the Geshem. Okay? Let's see what the Raya is. The Raya is a whopper. Okay?
Whopper.
This is a whopper. This is a whopper. Okay? It's a doozy. Okay? What's another word for whopper and a doozy?
It's good enough. It's a home run. It's a bomb.
It's a bomb. Okay? It's a bomb. Shenamar, how do I know that you're the Mikvura? Listen to this. Okay? The next eight lines or so are gonna rock you. Okay? Shenamar, as we say in the Pasuk. Osa Gedolos Adin Cheker Veneflos Adin Mispar. The truth is, it's a different Pasuk. Osa Gedolos Vein Cheker Veneflos Adin Mispar. But okay. Anyway, Hashem does Gedolos Adin Cheker that are without understanding. Veneflos, he does wonder Adin Mispar. They're countless wonders. Uksiv, and it says right afterwards, this is in Eov, it says right after that, Hanosin Matar Apnei Aretz, he gives rain on the face of the earth, Vishaleach Mayim Apnei Chutzos, and he sends out water onto the outdoors.
Is the Gevurah coming to say one of the things Hashem does himself? Is that what the Gevurah is coming to say?
The Gevurah, as of now, all we know is that the Psukim are supposed to prove that Geshem comes down Bigvura. We have not yet proven that. Because all we've proven is that Hashem does great things and wonders, countless wonders, and he sends water. So the Gemara says, my mashma, what does those two psukim have anything to do with Gvura? You just tried to prove to me that Geshem comes down Bigvura, and you're quoting me psukim about Gedolos and Mayim. What, my high? So the Gemara says, Amaraba Bar Shila, Asya Cheker Cheker Mebriyosa Shalolam. I'm going to bring you Exer Shava Cheker Cheker. Now, in the first pasuk that we had over here, we had Osa Gedolos Adin Cheker. So there's the first Cheker. And Ksiv Hacha, Osa Gedolos Adin Cheker, Uksiv Hasam, and it says over there in Yeshaya, Halo Yadata Imlo Shamata. Right? This is a Shweki. This is a Shweki.
Well, he has a song.
Yeah. And Yeshaya took it from his song.
Right.
Yeshaya wrote it down from Shweki.
Right.
So, Halo Yadata Im Lo Shamata Elokei Olam Hashem, Borek Tzos Haaretz, Lo Yaf Lo Yiga, he will not tire, he does not relent, Ein Cheker L'Tvuna, so there is no
investigation.
There is no investigation, there is no understanding, Bechlal, of his Tvuna, of his wisdom. Uksiv, that pasuk had to do with Briyoso Shalolam, and it says in Briyoso Shalolam that Mechin Horim Bekocho, Hashem prepares the mountains with his strength, and Nezar is girded Begvura, with Gevura. So, if you take Cheker from the first pasuk that we had, and next to. What?
What was Cheker again?
Cheker means there's no understanding. Osa Gedolos Adin Cheker. Hashem does great things without any chakir, without any understanding. Meaning we cannot understand the greatness, the wonders of Hashem. And in that context, it said that Hashaleach Mayim Apnei Chutzos. He sends out rain. And it says Cheker with respect to Briyasa Shalom in Yeshaya. And there, and by Briyasa Shalom, it also says Gvura. So I got a cheker over here, and a cheker over there, and a gvura over here. So anytime it says cheker, you can throw in gvura. Fabulous. This is an unbelievable, this is like unbelievable. I mean, it's unreal, right? This is wild. You can't even say over here that this gzeira shava cheker, is a true Gzeirah Shavah. Because Gzeirah Shavahs are coming to teach you halachic precepts. They're not coming to teach you agadic sources. So it's like it's a very strange thing that we're doing here. Bringing a cheker here and a cheker there. How to understand exactly what is going on is very difficult. And nevertheless,
Tzarich
Hakira, if you will. Interestingly. And Tosis asks the obvious question is, well, if you're bringing Cheker from over here, and there's Mayim over there, and you're bringing Cheker by Yeshaya Briyasa Shel Olam, well, in Briyasa Shel Olam it also mentions Koach. And before we mentioned Gedula. So why are we saying Me'emasai Mazkirin Gevuros Geshamim? Why don't we say Me'emasai Mazkirin Kocho Shel Geshamim? Or Gedulaso Shel Geshamim? Why Gevura? Tosis says. So Tosis answers two things. Tosis says, well, we're mentioning it in Ata Gibor, so it makes sense to call it Gevura. Tosis also says that subsumed under the adjective of gevura, or the noun of gevura, is koach and is gedula. Like gevura is like a, I don't want to say it's a catch-all, but it's like one of those all-encompassing mida, gevura. I don't know.
Don't we have a chazal, probably even in this masechta, that says the fourth thing is Hashem has direct control of?
Holy moly! This is a cheater right here. We have a cheater in our midst. Because 5 lines from now, we will go through this chazal.
Because he didn't learn the doc before sure.
I mean, literally, not even 4 lines from now, we're going to go through that chazal right now. So there you have it. Okay, so whatever you're going to say, save it. We got 4 lines. Okay, but anyway, the Gemara goes on. Here it says, Uminalan tefila. Fine, I got you. We're going to mention Gevuras Geshamim. Excellent. Now I understand why it's Gevura, kind of. But why are we saying Mashiv Aruach Mar Legeshim in Tefila? Why do we mention it in Shmona Esrei?
Why not?
Right, that's my question. Why not? Where else is it going to go? It always goes in, what? Atochan and Tanu, Shmona Esrei. Alanisim, Shmona Esrei. Aneinu, Shmona Esrei. Why would you think that this doesn't belong in Shmona Esrei? That's where we do everything. It's a little bit of Pilei Ployim. I looked up in Masifta. I couldn't find anybody.
What?
Pilei Ployim. It's a wonder of wonders. Okay. It's a wondrous issue. The Gemara is asking, like, okay, how do we know it's in Tefillah? Okay, so you got to say like this.
Like, should it be something like Birkas HaChodesh or something? Or that's... or
maybe. Maybe the Gemara is saying that we should mention it as a Tefillah Bifnei Atzma. Okay? Because it doesn't seem like it should go anywhere else. But still, the question kind of begs, why would I think that it doesn't go in tefillah? Tefillah is such an all-encompassing tefillah. And, I mean, that's what we do everything. We do everything in Shmona Esrei. It's everything. It's our shevach. It's our bakasha. It's our odah. Everything goes in there.
I'll tell you why.
You want to give a svara?
Because this is not really a tefillah here. This is a mentioning.
It's a mentioning.
Okay?
It's a mentioning.
There's no bakasha.
I had the same tefillah.
Tefillah is a bakasha.
Yeah.
And there's no bakasha here.
That's true.
But we mention other things in the bracha of Gevuros and in...
Yes, we do.
And in Avos.
We do. But we have no precedent that in the first 3 brachos, which are brachos Shevach, right? Magin Avram, Mechayim Esim, and Akela Kadosh, in none of those 3 brachos do we ever have a precedent that we add in anything. We do have a precedent to add in the bakashos all the time. We have many tefillos to add in. Atochan Antonu is certainly one of them, but in every bracha you can throw in something. Shema Kolenu, there's a ton of them. So we have that. And in Hodah, we have Alanisim. So we have precedents. But we have no precedent that this should show up in the brachos of Shevach. And I seem to recall also there's a Gemara in Brachos, I believe, that says that we don't want to add on any more Shevach that Moshe Rabbeinu himself said, Hakel Hagadol Hagibra Vanora. That's why Chazal confined the Shevach of Hakel Hagadol Hagibra Vanora. So now the Gemara is really asking, what's really asking is, how do we know we can throw it into the Bircha Shevach? You're adding, and we already know that you can't do that. Right? So that's a good kasha. Okay, so now we've better understood the kasha. The Gemara says, I'll tell you how. Desanya, because we have a brisa, it says, Yavas Hashem Elokeichem Ulaavdo. The mitzvah is to love Hashem and to serve Him. The chol levavchem, with all of your hearts. Ezu hi avoda shehi b'leiv. What does it mean to serve Hashem with your heart? You normally serve with your body, not with your heart. So what kind of avoda is b'leiv? Haviyomer zu tefila. Tefila is done b'leiv. Uksiv basrei. And what does it say immediately after b'chol avavchem? If you do that, v'nasati mitar artzachem be'ito yoreo malkosh, I will give you rain. So it makes sense to say that where we mention tefila, which is avoda shebelev, we should mention also.
No, but it's more than that.
Doesn't answer why we put it where it is. Though.
Because you can't
doesn't
stand
why you put
you
it where it is.
You can't stand.
It can't. The thing is, it can't go into birchas in the birchas of.
Birchas Hashanim. Why not birchas Hashanim?
It's because it's a mention. It's not a bakasha. It's not a bakasha, and Rabbi Elazar made it a point of saying that. He said, "Afani lo amarti lishol el lahazkir." I'm not saying ask for it. This is a mention. It's a mere mention. It's got to go in the first 3 brachos.
Like if you forget the tain talar matar, you can say that in Shmala, not going to cover yourself. But You can't say this in Shema Purim.
Correct. Correct. What were you going to say? You had a question.
Shemona Esrei is more than an Avodah Shevalev. Because you can't stand there and say Shemona Esrei and just stand and read.
That's the point.
You have to use your mouth.
You must use your mouth. It's true. It's true that you must use your mouth. Now. Okay. Now what? Okay. But the Avoda is not in your mouth. And you know how I know that? I'm going to quote you a Chovas on the bubbles right now. Okay. Shachesh ben Amadish.
Rabbi Wolowitz would like that.
Right, he would love that. Chovas on the bubbles says that tefillah is only avodah shebelev. The reason why we use our mouths, like you said, is because if we had it only in our minds, it wouldn't penetrate. It wouldn't mean anything to us by just keeping it in our minds. A, B, we're not mesudar enough to have a clear tefillah that is only in our minds. So we need to enunciate it. That's what he says. You need to enunciate it. But he says, I'll prove to you that it's not in the milim. It's not really in just what you say. It's in the lay. He says, because there are many times when, for example, you don't have time to say the whole tefillah, you can do a tefillah katsara. You can do a shorter tefillah. So he says, if tefillah is just about the words, how can you cut down a tefillah? He says, it's really an avodah shebelev. Reason why you have to say it is because of a technicality, because we need to better enunciate, Right, it brings you to a greater heart, for sure.
Just like
for sure.
On film. What is film? It's not the mice should bring you to a greater awareness.
Right, right. So, but that's his point. His point is that it is purely an avodah shebelev. You're right. Very often, avodos that are belev have to. You need to do something bepoel. You need to actively do something in order to, like Rav Alperin said, were you there the Shabbos? You were not. Acharei ha-pu'ulos nimshichu ha-levavos. Right? In other words, the lathe is drawn by the pu'ulos that we do. So we do actions to spark the lathe. But it's really about the lathe. Anyway, I can write an essay. I can write your next thesis, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to spare you because Rav Landau has a Thursday night cleanup that he has to do. No?
Monday.
Oh, it's Monday. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Take your time.
I take my time. Okay. Fine. But I'm not going to. I'm going to get to Rabbi Reiser's question.
Yeah.
This is the moment we've all been waiting for. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gimel Miftachas B'Yadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three keys. Oh, four lines to the end. You can't lose your place now. Yeah, this is your 50 seconds of fame. This is your Oscars right here. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gimel Miftachas B'Yadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What? This is your Kobe Bryant moment, right? Just be quiet and dribble. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gimel Miftachas B'Yadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I said it three times.
What?
Three
keys.
You said it three times.
There you go. I want to make sure you got it. Three keys are in the hands of Hashem. Now Rashi says, what does it mean, three keys are in the hands of Hashem? Three keys, Rashi says in the second to last line of Rashi, Hainu, Shelo Nimsaru L'Shliach Echad B'Yachad. What he means is that it was not given over to one Shliach all at once. Exactly what that means, I don't quite understand. Rashi is bothered by Tosas' question on about the three keys that are in the hands of Hashem, because Tosas asks, it's not true. These keys were also given over to Nevi'im. So Tosas doesn't understand that. So Rashi is also bothered by it. But anyway, let's read what they are. Lo nimsu b'yad shliach, they were not given to a shliach. Ve'elu hen, and these are they. Mafteach shel geshamim, one of them is geshem. Umafteach shel chaya, the key of life. Umafteach shel tchiyas ha-meisim, and the key of bringing back the dead. Mafteach shel geshamim, how do we know that the key of geshem is in the hands of Hashem only? The Gemara on Beis Amid Beis will mention a fourth, but it's not shiduchim. Get me a makor for that. I seem to recall something like that also. I don't know.
I remember learning something like 20 years ago. I think it was something that it says.
I'd love to see the makor.
Oh, no. It's
difficult thing in the world. Yes, Kasha Shizivu and Yamsi. That's different. This is Mafteach Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's only in Hashem's hands. How do we know that Geshem is in Hashem's hands? Dechsev Yiftach Hashem Lecha Es Otzaro HaTov Es HaShemayin La'aseis Metar Tzacha Be'ito. Hashem will open up. Yiftach Hashem, it's Hashem, V'lo Shliach. Nobody else is going to do it. He will open up his treasures. to give you matar, to give you rain. Mafteach shel chaya, how do we know that the key of life is in Hashem's hands? The chziv, as it says in the pasuk, Vayizkor Elokim es Rachel. Hashem remembered Rachel. Vayishma eleha Elokim. It was Hashem who remembered her, and it was Hashem who gave her life. Vayiftach es Rachman, he opened up her womb. Mafteach shel tchiyas ha-meisim. How do we know that the third and last key of tchiyas ha-meisim is in the hands of Hashem? Minayin dechziv v'yedatem. You should know, ki ani Hashem. I am Hashem b'pischi es kivuroseichem. When I open up your kivuros, obviously talking about tchiyas ha-meisim, and it says, ki ani Hashem b'pischi, when I open it up, meaning nobody else is going to open it up but me. So that's how we know that that third one is also only in the hands of Hashem. The Gemara ends up with a fascinating line, and I'm going to ask you a kasha on this line. The Ma'arava Amri, they say in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they say the following. Not in Ma'arava, no, that will put in Kherim. Okay, we're bringing this whole shiur full circle. But Ma'arava Amri, in the West, they say, Af Mafteach Shel Parnasa. Oh! This guy's cheated. He's clearly cheated. It's number two in a day.
I've been here at least 25 times.
Yeah, for sure. Af Mafteach Shel Parnasa. Even the key of Parnasa is in Hashem's hands. Dichsiv, Poseach Es Yadecha. You open up your hands. It is Hashem's doing. Rav Yochanan, my time aloka chashiv laha. Now, Rav Yochanan said there were three. Why did he have a problem with the Ma'arava's fourth? What was his problem with that? So, Amar Lacha, he would say to you, Geshamim hainu parnasa. Geshem is parnasa. It's one and the same. Why do we need Geshem for? For the crops. What are the crops for? Parnasa. It's all one and the same.
Maybe the terrorists would
so
be like,
what's
maybe
the obvious question?
Maybe the terrorists would be just because you have a lot of Geshem doesn't mean you'll be able to sell your crops. Maybe there's a Geshem.
So today, in today's modern world, where we don't make a parnasa from agriculture, most
yes.
of us, it's not really true. Geshem is not.
Right,
parnassus.
Right. Like the Torah was clearly addressing an agricultural society.
Because that's what it was.
Yeah. Right, that's what it was. All right, so you want to say that Geshem is not for everybody, like for a CPA, what Geshem on my tax returns is not very good.
You're getting dehydrated as you're doing the taxes.
Right, unless I get dehydrated while I'm doing the taxes, which happens very often as I'm sweating through these grueling 1120s.
They won't be able to make Pepsi Max.
What?
They won't have the water to make Pepsi Max and all the
all the artificial junk.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Fine. All right. So you want to say that maybe there's a chiluk, that the chiluk is according to Mafteach Shel Parnasa. So Rabbi Yochanan wants to say that Geshem is Parnasa, and what? And the Ma'arava say no. How are the Ma'arava learning it? What are they saying? What's Machlokes here?
The Geshem enables the crops to grow, but you still have to sell the crops. You still have to make money. So I'm saying, so the Parnasa aspect is from ICE selling it. So maybe that's the
And so Ma'arava,
even in their days,
yeah,
not everybody made their parnasa from the land.
Correct.
People made shoes.
People make a lot of shoes. A lot of shoes. We need
whatever.
Shoes.
I mean, but Ma'arava, they
silversmiths, goldsmiths.
You need rain so that the animal that you get leather from can drink.
Okay. What about the silversmiths?
What about John Smith?
Riddle me that.
What about John Smith?
What about John Smith? Yeah.
Even today, we still daven for rain and parnasa, but separately.
Rain and parnasa.
We have a tefillah for atzeret geshamim.
Yeah.
And also the tefillah for parnasa, and you can say anytime you want, really.
But parnasa is in bari chalenu.
Hmm?
Parnasa is bari chalenu.
Bari chalenu, that's birkat hashanim.
And it's parnasa. It's a bakasha for parnasa.
Like Rabbi Yochanan. I'm holding like Ma'arava.
Ma'arava. Anyway.